Hi, you know, I keep thinking about, you know, the story of the four lepers and that very moment when they decided we are going to go into the enemy's camp. You know, they were at a place, we can call it at a crossroads, at a juncture, you know, at a place where they had to make a decision, and they had to make that decision quick, because I believe if they stayed where they were a bit longer, they would have died there. And it was, you know, almost certain death as well to go into Samaria, and definitely also going to the enemy's camp, into the camp of the Syrians, you know, was another almost sure death. And they were in this crossroad, you know, at this point whereby if they stayed there, they will die. If they went into Samaria, people were already dying there out of hunger. And of course, the enemy also was not going to spare them, but they knew that the enemy could spare them. So they were ready to take a chance. You know, they evaluated their options. You know, they looked at going to Samaria and it was no. They looked at staying where they were. They said, no. Here we die as well. And then they decided, let's try going into the enemy's camp. Those guys who've been seeking to kill us, let us go to them. Who knows? They might spare us. And that's what they did. And they left there. But I don't want to go into what happened when they came into the camp of the Syrians. You know, I just want to dwell on that place where they had to make a decision, where they came to that place of crossroads, that intersection of accepting things as they are, or going back to where they came from, which is a place, was a place of death, or even going ahead and going to the enemy's territory, which could also be a place of death. And they had to make a decision. Have you ever found yourself in that place of intersection at the crossroads, you know, where, you know, whichever way you look at things, you know, there is no easy way out. There are no easy answers. And you have to make a decision based on what might happen, not what you're certain would happen. And you also realize that, you know, staying in the current state you're in, you know, if you stay that way, again, as well, it's going to be a problem for you. So you decide, I'm going to make a decision, however difficult that decision is. And this is what constitutes, you know, good leadership. A good leader must be able to make a decision even in times of crisis, even in times where there seems to be no better alternatives. Make the best decision out of, you know, decisions that are not very appropriate, you know, make a decision that is going to hold in spite of the dangers that may lie ahead. So, you know, you might find yourself in that place as well, where you have to make a decision, not because you want to make that decision, but because there are no other options left for you. And the four lepers didn't have any other option left except to walk into the enemy's camp and hope against chance that the enemy was going to spare them. God was with them. That is the difference maker. So even as you move into the next dimension of your life, even as you decide to make decisions that are going to completely redefine your life, remember that if you continue on with God, if you move on with God, that which seems right now as sure death is going to be your breakthrough. What seems right now as the most difficult thing is going to be the one that is going to bring victory into your life, as long as God is with you. David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. As long as God is with you, you do not have to fear. Just keep moving ahead and move ahead with God and don't let him go. Again, this is Innocent Mwangi saying goodbye.